Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Takes me away. When are we sailing? When are we going sailing?
They're not sailing.
I came to this yacht to sail.
Fair point.
When are we sailing again?
It's because there's no wind.
I paid for sailing. Can you make wind happen?
Who has no wind?
No, doesn't exist. Yo, this is Below Deck Sailing at BDSM.
BDSY. BDSY. Again, funny. First thing I was going to bring up, speaking of BDSM, who knew Poodle and Ashley said the same things during sex?
Harder.
Did she say that?
Yes, that's what she was saying, was harder.
Oh my God.
Tom was fucking her down, and you heard her going, harder.
Stop!
Yes.
I don't think I heard that.
Oh, I heard
it. You know, at one point...
It was subtitled. I watch all of our shows with subtitles because sometimes things are whispered in reality.
Maybe
TV,
that was what it is.
And you
I
don't
missed
hear them.
It.
Like, all, it, and so when they... All the stuff of like... We just recap Summer House and all the stuff of Austin and Sierra or Lindsay talking in the pool. It was hard to hear until you could see it all subtitled.
I never watch subtitles.
I never do either, except for our shows, because you didn't hear her saying.
I never.
Some guy that's editing this, the sound guy was like, Ronald, it's when she's getting fucked, is she saying harder? What he's like, and they're listening to her just moan, and they go, oh yeah, it's harder.
What if you're the sound guy for a Below Deck Sailing Yacht? What was that, Gary? Did you just say?
Did they say raw dog? Was that?
Anyway.
What's Jake's sound on there? Usually he yells, choke me, boss. Okay, that's what it sounds like. I didn't know if it was joke me or choke me.
choke me.
Boy, if you get on Big Brother, the shit they're going to have to subtitle for you.
I'm not going to have sex on Big Brother.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. There are people who did it.
Have they ever had gay sex on Big Brother?
No. There have been gay guys who've like fooled around kind of like in a way before, but like.
They never like blew a guy?
No.
Never made out?
Not that we saw. Maybe it was in the shower.
Never made out?
I don't think making out. Maybe just a little kissing here and there.
Well, now I know what Poodle's going to be the first at.
Ooh, yes. Definitely I'll plan it.
Jaybird.
Jaybird, I didn't think you'd go, you know.
Didn't know you had some of my old 20-year-old self in you.
How am I going to tell Preacher Dearborn?
I never thought about that. If you go on Big Brother, your mother will watch that.
Oh, yes, she will.
You know what? She won't care if you win.
She's like, oh, I can't watch. What's going to happen now?
If you win all that money, she'll go, yes!
Do you know what will happen when she watches me do competitions? It'll be like when I was playing soccer. She'll scream. I can't believe that. Jaybird had the best one. He stood on that pole longer than anybody. He carried that egg farther than anybody.
Oh God, she's going to text me because I live in LA and because I somewhat know TV. She's going to call me the whole time and ask me questions about the show and you on it.
Yeah.
Oh man, I just realized
I can't really, you can't really call people.
So she's going to need some gay child to talk to.
That's right. You're going to have to be my voice on the outside.
Wow. Great.
Yep.
Maybe we won't apply.
I'll probably have to talk with her one time, and she'll probably she'll be we'll talk. She's like, hold on, I can't talk very long because I got to go take Muffin for a gator ride.
That's true. That's true. Muffin loves a gator ride.
Y'all, this is BDSY.
Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Loose lips sink dicks.
Season 3, episode 5. Loose lips sink ships.
So this is going to pay off later with Ashley and Tolma.
Yeah, I really feel like this should have been the name of the next episode. But y'all, honestly, not a lot happened this episode.
No,
this is a filler episode.
I still love this show.
I like it. I like this cast. I was just talking to somebody about this that they said, "Oh, it's so much better."
Oh, yeah, best of the franchise.
That was my y'all come see us live. Speaking of talking about shows, we're going to be Boston, Philly. Low ticket warning.
Low ticket warning.
Whoop, 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 danger. Whoop, whoop. Danger. Danger. Will you turn on the timer so we don't talk for 2 hours?
I will.
So that's happening. Also, we've got Atlanta sold out, but DC and Nashville, we still have a lot of shows, although or a lot of tickets. DC is selling more and more because we announced that Pink Shade is going to
Aaron and Mary Payne are our guests from Pink Shade.
So they're going to be with us in DC. So y'all, I think I'm saying it now.
We probably will.
I think DC is going to sell
out. We'll probably sell
out
DC.
I think it's going to sell out. So
don't wait. Don't sleep on your tickets for DC.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
I'm preparing the hazing ritual for Mary Payne and Aaron right now.
Great. I'm excited for it. I'm excited.
You're going to get it too. Because I'm making it up.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have to do it, though, because I'm coming up with the rituals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The way Poodle works.
Exactly.
I think that's it. Any other announcements?
No.
Let's jump into it.
No.
My first teabag was Tom and Ashley fucking and her saying, harder.
She basically says, you know, he's pretty good at it. God, I really don't like her.
No.
Like, I really don't like her.
No. I mean, this is jumping ahead, but it makes sense now. Daisy really describes her the best when Daisy said, you know, when you have that 12-year-old kid who thinks they're 18 and you can't convince them that they're 12 years old, that is Ashley.
She is. She's like walking around in heels.
For someone who only dates, quote, mature men, she's fucking immature as hell.
It's ridiculous. Ugh.
I kind of think most people that say, I only date mature people are probably immature.
Yeah. Her and Gabrielle are going to have a knockdown drag out.
Oh, boy.
And I kind of can't wait for it. So, they're basically, there's not,
yeah, what's
there's
your
not,
tip? What's
I wanna,
your next team?
I just
there's not
say,
a lot this episode, y'all.
I just want to say, this is post Gary and Daisy makeout in the hot tub, you guys, which, if you have been watching since the beginning, you kind of like, yeah, I've been waiting for this, because they kind of have a go at one another. And but they would never be in a relationship.
No, never.
But they're good enough friends, but also they kind of hate each other enough because there's a little bit of sexual tension there,
yeah,
and
do.
Neither one of them wants to admit it.
Like Colin said that. Yeah.
Yeah. Gary has sexual tension with a mop bucket.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's true.
He'd fuck a mop bucket.
He'd look at a mongoose running around, and say, "Oh my,
what?
I don't know." Now, one of our sissies posted in our Patreon comments.
No, I was going to finish that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
But, y'all, the face that Daisy makes when she realized she's been making out, even when she's so drunk.
Oh, in the hot tub?
In the hot tub. She kind of goes away like, ooh. It's that meme of Hillary Clinton when she cringe faces.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
Ooh. Y'all, I've made that face before. When you're all of a sudden, the lights come on at the end of Mickey's, and you realize you've been making out with a troll. You go, ooh, and you run away like Daisy did.
And then you say, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then you leave.
You run.
And then you run.
You run. You're laughing the whole way through, thinking, please don't let the trolls catch me.
Yes. Yeah, y'all, she does. She is full on making out with him. And then it's like she sees him and she says, I got to go to bed. And she just gets up and go.
And the face.
And Gary's just sitting in that hot tub with a hard on. They were making
full
out.
On. I'm sorry, I interrupted. You were saying one of our sissies
No. Oh, one of our sissies said, they're like, they said, Gary, I don't get it. What's the appeal? What's so hot about him? I don't.
Right. Oh, I get it now.
I get it. He looks good to me. He's got a nice body.
It's, you know, it's
he's
not
confident.
Even,
he's got a
it's
handsome
not even
face.
His,
the
it's
hair.
Not even how he looks. It is, there's something in.
I agree he, more. Yeah. Go ahead.
He is a benevolent human being. He does his job well. He likes to have fun. He might, yeah, he's sleazy, but not in a way that he doesn't have bad designs for people. He's not trying to take another person down. You can yeah. tell he's an all-around good person.
He's not Alexei.
No.
Who really wants people to die at yeah. her hand.
Or even a Tom who has to prove to everyone he meets that he's good at what he does.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a chip on his shoulder.
Tom's going to be fine now that he's fucking.
I agree. He's still going to be shitty.
Oh, but he just, that's going to make him more docile. He's finally getting.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or maybe
I don't like that guy.
Maybe it'll make him worse. I don't love Tom either, but maybe it'll make him better.
I kind of love everybody else except for Ashley and Tom.
I don't dislike Tom. This is about Daisy, though. The next day when they're talking about it, Daisy pulls a poodle.
I don't remember it. I don't remember it at all.
Poodle, does
don't
she
remember?
I think she had.
Did we kiss? No, we didn't.
I think it's bullshit. What do you think?
Sometimes you selectively don't remember.
Yeah, but they weren't just kissing. They were full on making out.
I don't know.
Have you ever made out with someone or almost had sex and you actually don't remember it?
No.
I haven't either.
Yeah. I've never blacked out that badly.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah. Bad, though. That's intense.
Yeah, that's intense.
Can we just talk about the charter people, and then we'll go get back to tea bags?
Yeah.
They're real estate people. James Jr., James Cox Jr., which is weird because that's my cousin's name.
Really?
Yes, James Cox.
Like C-O-X?
Yes.
Oh, my dad's third.
Not C-O-C-K-S.
Oh, my. Well, my dad's third wife, or divorced wife, whatever. She's related to the Coxes. The Coxes are a big family out in Lone Grove, Ardmore.
They are in parts of South Carolina where I'm from.
If you're a Cox, someone's married your cousin.
Really?
Oh, well, by accident. You don't even know. There's just so
I
many
see, it's
of
accidental.
Them. And then one time in Lone Grove, a Cox married a Taliaferro. And then it's like, that's half the town right there. So if you're a Taliaferro, like, Tara Taliaferro has to ask her mother. That's, I think, why she moved to Dallas, is that she just couldn't date anybody there anymore.
Stop!
What's the point?
Anyway, they want a James Bond birthday. It's kind of confusing because there's the guy and then his brother, who's Tyler, who gets wine drunk later.
Yeah.
And the father.
Wine
and
drunk
I believe,
does make you sleepy.
I believe the sister is Bunny or the father's sister.
You know,
I was confused at the relations.
I don't know the relations, but, you know, we all want to be Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
This is goals for me. If I was single, I would. I
Cougar?
If I was single when I get, hopefully I'm not, but if I'm single when I get older, I think I'm just going to be, by then I'll be done with love and over, and I'll just be like, I just want to fuck around and have shirtless men around me.
That's kind of where I am now. When you were talking about that, I'm like, wait, I'm there.
Y'all, I wish you could see his face.
No, I'm like, I was like, that's me.
He literally just kind of went, what?
I This primary is creepy to me, and I don't know what it is. He's not outwardly creepy.
Okay.
There's a little weirdness.
I just think he looks...
His transition lenses do bother me.
He's very tan.
Yeah.
He looks like someone... This family, meanwhile, cut to The Last Charter with Erica and Chuck.
This is heads above The Last Charter.
This family is actually rich.
They are. You're right.
You can actually tell they have money. That's why I said, y'all, real estate. Done this before. Yes. I just want to say, y'all, it's very sweet. A lot of you have come at us and say, oh, I know Erica and Chuck, or my friend knows Erica and Chuck. A lot of people know Erica and Chuck and that family. Apparently, Cindy, what happened with the British Airways was way worse while she's banned from that airline.
We don't want to know them.
People keep saying, we can get you an interview.
No, thanks.
No, thank you.
He did a long Instagram live where he was like, he didn't know the phone was on or something.
Oh, wow.
He's like, I want to apologize. Mostly because of my wife. And he was like crying, and it was like an hour and a half.
I
watched 3 seconds of it.
Yeah, I can think of maybe only three people I'd want to interview less
He's
than
like,
them.
I was kind of acting, but I kind of wasn't. It was terrible.
It's terrible.
It was kind of like what we said. They were probably laying it on thick, but they're also assholes.
But it's the truth of who they are. I know everybody says, but Erica's really sweet. That's great. We don't need to find out.
Right.
Thank you, though.
These people are going to be fine. The primary just gives me weird vibes. And he was kind of like saying things all the time. Oh, I feel like I'm at camp getting a sandwich. And it was a little weird.
Didn't get that.
He also wanted to sail. So it was just, I feel like.
But they're on a sailing boat. I think you would want to. They're only on it for like 2 days. They want to sail and play the Pirates of Caribbean theme.
It was just a little passive aggressive for me, consistently.
Okay.
There was just a creepiness to him. I don't know why. Now, everyone else was kind of fine.
Loved Bunny. Loved Bunny.
I got to ask, y'all, did they clean that sofa or get a new one? Because that was my biggest takeaway from this episode.
They didn't follow up and show us.
Did they clean
that sofa, or did they
get a new one? I need to know. I need to know from someone, and I need to know what took the stain out of that, if they got it out.
Yeah, it's because, y'all, we're klutzy.
This left me hanging in a way I did not enjoy.
If they got the stain out, we need to know for our own life choices.
I know. And I want to know if they did buy a new couch. They didn't say it. It was weird.
They didn't say anything about it. I thought it... Did you feel like this episode was almost edited out of order? It just seemed like it was placed in the season.
Weird.
I get it.
What's your next teabag?
Oh, yeah, teabags. So this is a little bit of when they have dinner and the guys are serving dessert, the birthday cake.
Dad bods serving birthday cake. Again, none of these men have dad bods.
Colin looks hot.
He's so hot.
Colin's the hottest guy on the boat. I'm not
for
very
me.
Fit right now. I'm like,
Colin's the hottest guy on the boat. He has been.
I'm like, you were really fit, dude. I would totally.
Colin's so hot.
I'd let you drop anchor in my port.
In your galley. In your Bay of Biscayne.
All aboard!
That's sonar.
Colin, could you just play that Titanic James Horner theme, please?
He's so
hot. The one
where
they're like going off to sea. Yeah, that one.
He's always trying to stir shit too, and that's what I love about him.
Yeah, because he sees Daisy and Gary.
They're
making out.
Y'all, they're taking the piss out of her every chance they can.
I love it.
I love how they treat her. Yeah. I love how they treat her like a sister they can make fun of.
They do. Did you enjoy how the morning after? So y'all, Tom and Ashley fuck. And Daisy and Gary make out, and the next morning Kelsey's like, "So what happened last night?" She's in her room flossing her teeth with her hair.
I must say, she's grown on me. I'm enjoying her.
I'm enjoying her, but y'all, she's got nothing to do.
There's
on
not
this.
A lot
personally,
there.
Personally, she's too normal. She's like quirky, weird.
Quirky,
normal.
Weird. But It's interesting. You see how everyone on this boat genuinely, especially the returning crew, genuinely enjoys working with the others.
Yes, like Marco said, how God, this man.
Oh, he looks even hotter this episode.
One of the hottest people on reality TV.
I don't. Have you seen the new Below Deck Down Under captain was shirtless.
I haven't seen the shirtless, but I had two people yesterday tell me how good Below Deck Down Under is.
We're going to offer that as a Bicurious in April. I will guarantee you that. We're also going to offer Byron Bays. So we're gonna give you two Australian options.
Oh, y'all, this isn't Australian, but Selling Sunset's coming back. We forgot to announce that.
That's 22nd of April.
22nd of April.
22nd of April?
Ooh, and Christine's going to flip out with that Chrishell is dating one of the twins.
Jason.
They're all the same.
There's only two of them.
That's true. I'll figure it out, y'all, and we'll come back right after a break.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed, have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going.
So yeah, I think my biggest takeaway is we need to clarify what a dad bod is.
Thank you.
Y'all, three men did not have dad bods.
No, y'all, what you need to do is get your husband in his underwear, just not close at all, and send pictures to Poodle of dad bods. I'm kidding. Don't do that.
Don't do that. People have done that.
Someone just went, finally! Y'all, we don't want to see your husband's dick in our Instagram.
No. No.
No matter what Poodle says at a live show.
I don't really want it.
He doesn't really want it.
No, too many people have done it, and I don't open them.
My head fell off.
I know. We're going to keep going.
Okay.
So they are, the Tyler, the brother, is wine drunk and sleeping.
Okay.
You do get sleepy, but this is full on wine drunk.
He's full on. Pass the fuck out.
Weekend at Bernie's.
That's what I wrote. Weekend at Bernie's.
Well, Captain Glenn said it too.
Oh, he did.
But he made a really bad joke for like weekend at Parsifal at Bernie's. Captain Glenn makes bad jokes.
Okay, here's the deal. I like Captain Glenn.
Glenn.
I like him, but he doesn't really make any drama on the ship.
No, zero. That's not what it's about for him.
I'd be interested to see last season. Because didn't the boat hit something?
I didn't watch last season.
I think that's the thing with last season of Below Deck Sailing Yacht. The boat actually hits like a dock or something like that.
Wow.
So I'd be, because I wrote, does anything face this man? Because they're talking to him.
He's
Gary,
like,
and Colin are talking to
him. It's
like
a Jimmy Buffett song.
Yeah. I mean, they full on, imagine if, what would that?
Changes in attitudes, changes in latitudes.
Exactly. When Gary says, "Oh yeah, Tom and Ashley fucked last night," and he's like,
"Oh yeah,
right, really?" What would Captain Sandy have said to that?
well, I don't like this kind of thing happening, and I wasn't really informed of it. And you know what happens? Also, I'm going to need to see them in captain's quarters. Can I need to have a play-by-play?
Gross. But see, because I've never seen an episode of Below Deck where two people were fucking on a boat.
He kind of reminds me of a young Marky Post.
Oh, rest in peace. I'm real sad Marky Post died. Why'd you bring that up?
It's only been a year. It is ridiculous that I just referred to Tom as a young Marky Post. That was the joke. Marky Post died.
Oh, God, y'all. I was really sad. Fuck cancer.
It's terrible, but thanks for shitting all over that joke.
What's John Leocant going to do? They were going to redo Night Court.
They were.
I don't know if they are now.
Harry Anderson's dead.
Yeah, but he died a while ago.
Yeah. Marcia Warfield's still alive.
She's still alive. But the male bailiff, he died.
That's right. He did die. He died too.
They can't redo Night Court.
I think they'd find a way.
Maybe.
What's your next tea bag?
No, I was going to talk about something about that.
I'd rather not. I know it's not going to be something. I know it's not going to be something I want to talk about.
We were talking about Marky. Oh, what has it been when Daddy Captain? Why can't I remember his name? Captain Daddy,
Captain Lee.
What is his reaction when he finds out people are fucking on a boat? I've never seen this.
I think he would kind of look the other way.
No, you've watched. This is my first Below Deck season.
No one really cares unless you do your job, unless it prevents you from not doing your job.
Oh, okay.
They would probably say, Kevin Lee would say, I don't need to know that.
Well, what has he said in the past?
It's usually no one tells him.
Ah, okay. So that's what, they have a really great relationship with Captain Lee.
Oh, yeah. He's like their uncle.
Yeah. He is like their uncle.
Yeah. It's a different vibe on Sailing Yacht.
It is a different vibe.
Yeah. Captain Sandy would tell you, I'd really rather this not happen. This is my boat. She'd make it all about her.
She would.
Yeah.
She would. All right. I want to say this. Kudos to Tom. I know you don't love him, but Tom made that. He put that tent up by his fucking self and made it look good.
That's true. And fucking Ashley and Kelsey,
they're trying to put this tent, and they put it up, and it looks like fucking shit.
It looked like a topography map.
It was all like coming down in the middle. And
Gabrielle was like, this is embarrassing.
Okay. This, y'all, we didn't talk about a lot this episode. This will not be forgotten.
No.
Gabrielle is not going to forget.
I was going to say, though, I understand kind of getting in there, commenting that this is embarrassing in the moment isn't helping anyone. And I know it was
she
her
said it
shame.
Kind of under her breath. But
no. She kept saying it.
Oh, she did. It's not helping anybody.
And getting in there, I'm okay with distracting, but it wasn't helping anybody. But it did feel like they just didn't know how to do it. It seemed like they should have been offered a tutorial.
They're not that hard to do. I've done it.
I've never done anything like that, so I can't speak to that.
You would be miserable at it. You would be terrible at it.
I'm not good with spatial things.
No,
so.
You really wouldn't. Yeah, it would be bad. But when
the primary is like, maybe we should play badminton under the tent that they can't erect.
It was
he
pretty.
He says that shit.
That was creepy.
He's creepy. I'm telling you.
That was creepy.
They can't erect that tent. We should play badminton over there.
I didn't know people still play badminton.
Oh, yeah. We're playing badminton and there's less wind here. More wind here. What's going to happen when you get back to the boat? Hopefully there will be enough to sail the boat as much as the shuttlecock that is going over the net.
Wow.
That's what a badminton thing's called.
Yeah,
a shuttlecock.
I loved playing it. We set it up back in my backyard. We play it and I would imagine that I was Maid Marian from Robin Hood. You know, the animated one? Well, her and the chicken lady.
Yep.
Are playing badminton, and then I would sing the Maid Marian song. My brother's like, stop singing, Matthew. We're playing a game. And now, what is the song that Maid Marian sings in the Robin Hood movie?
I don't know. Oh. I can't remember it.
Oh.
You can look it up while I keep going so the show doesn't screech to a halt.
So This Is Love. Oh, what is it? Maid.
Again, I'm going to keep going. So we
I'm
don't.
I'm just going to say the shot of the boat coming in from the ocean while those ladies were setting it up was pretty funny.
as you hiccup.
Uh-huh.
So I want to, they keep saying, the guest is like, I just want to go sailing.
I just want to go sailing.
And they're,
Love. It's called Love.
Okay. Great. Sounds very descriptive.
Well, I can't, I'm trying to think, Nancy Adams sang it. Love.
Oh, the great Nancy Adams.
It seems like only yesterday. You were just a child at play. That's the only one I remember.
Fascinating.
You know, it's a great song. I'm going to listen to that. That's a great movie, that Disney animated movie.
Oh, that's when I wanted him to fuck me. Robin Hood Fox.
I forgot about that.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's some OG reality.
Me.
We.
Ooh.
That was an episode. Ooh.
I needed to get it done after talking about that. That we I've
you
talked.
You went into.
I have talked at length about how I was sexually attracted to Robin Hood Fox.
Sorry, I brought this up. You were
and you
very,
all were too.
You
all
very
said it was part of your sexual awakening.
And then you started talking about getting Dutch doored by him and Little John.
Ooh, fuck!
Because you said Little John has a huge
it's
bear
a
dick.
Huge bear dick.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, y'all.
Sorry,
I wouldn't have
we've
brought
talked
it up.
About that before.
Oh, God.
My next teabag is that paella.
you know what?
To do a big turnaround.
That's one of my teabags.
Holy
too.
Shit, that looked good.
It looked gorgeous. I love paella.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
You probably never had this kind of a seafood paella is so hard to make, too.
No, I had one once actually at a Spanish restaurant in Los Angeles. It was okay.
Yeah. But this is very seafood. That a lot of times you get them here and they're chicken, shrimp. This was shellfish, fish, everything, lobster with a little bit of chorizo.
It looked delicious.
Oh my God.
His food looks great.
It's delicious. Anyway, the only thing that really I have left to say is the boat's running aground. Possibly.
Well, possible. I do want to say, hold on real quick before that. Just remember, y'all. So Gabriella comes back from setting up the beat, and Daisy's like, how did it go? And she said, well, it's kind of, Daisy said, because Kelsey told her earlier, Daisy said, I heard it's a shit show. And what Gabriella says, she's like, no, it's fine. It's it was fine, but we got it handled.
She should have told her.
Because what Gabriella's doing, she never wants to head, she never wants her boss to see her sweat.
Yeah.
But this is going to come back up. And Marcos even says to Daisy, because Ashley is bitching about Gabriella, Marcos is right. He says,
need to get this fixed.
He's like, she needs to get this fixed. And this whole thing Daisy did last episode of just saying in the crew meeting, everyone should
not
get
enough.
Along. That's some Captain Sandy bullshit. She needs to sit down individually and then together. She needs to fucking sit down and talk to him. She said she's going to do it.
Yeah.
Weirdly, we don't
know. Weirdly. She does not like confrontation.
No.
Yeah.
Even though
she acts like she talks big, she acts like she does.
She does. And so that's where we see, yes, it's the wind isn't blowing at all. And suddenly it picks up in the morning. Tom's making out.
The very early
Ashley.
Morning with
he's
Ashley.
Really it looks like he's done making out with her. She
but
just said hello.
Obviously, he's distracted.
He's not outside at all. The wind's
right.
really kicked up. And I guess there's a beeping. That happens
yes.
when they're dragging
Captain
anchor.
Glenn is thrown from his bed.
Colin's awake. It was very exciting.
It was. I was turned on. I was aroused.
All right, y'all. I got to get out of here because I don't want to see what's about to happen. Poodle's starting to grab his pup mask.
I'm
going to
grab on.
I'm
going to hold on to the yard arm.
Y'all can go to realitygaze.com to buy tickets for our live shows that are coming up or go to our link
batten
in our
down
Instagram.
My hatches.
All right, everybody. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Or if you're disturbed by this, just don't leave a review at all. That's fine as well. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, y'all. We appreciate it very much. And until then, we'll see you next week. But until then, anchors. You forgot it that time.
Anchors again. Hey, I was thinking about Davy Jones' locker.
Arrgh!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.